And then we're going to go to Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. When you're there, say amen. Amen. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. My. Yeah, I know it's in red, and Jesus is teaching. He says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. You see that? And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon. You see that? Or unrighteous wealth. Who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Let's declare that together, verse 10 through 12. And then we're going to go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also what? In much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Amen. Let's go now to Matthew's Gospel. Flip into the left. Glory be to God. Verse 25. Matthew's Gospel, verse 25. And just look at verse 14. Now, prior to this, y'all know it's the parable of the virgins. Amen. 10 virgins. But anyway, verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to every person, every man, according to his several ability. You see that? And straightway or immediately he took his journey. And then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And in verse 19, after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. We'll stop right there. So 14 through 19, let's declare that in unison together. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who calleth his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. May all God's people say amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of our life-changing King. Say King Jesus. Say it's all about him. Y'all remember over a month ago, we began a series dealing with our stewardship as believers. And y'all, when we talked about how there's a progression in the growth of Christians, amen, or believers, amen, that in these particular areas, every believer should be involved in. And it consists of these 7 main areas. Now, there's other areas as well, but these are the primary or main areas. Amen. Y'all remember, it starts with our relationship with God. Say our relationship or our salvation, or being born again, or being born from above, or being born heavenly or spiritually. Amen. Yeah, I know we're first born what? Naturally, right? Say naturally or earthly. But we got to, the person has to get born again. Well, Pastor, I was born this way. That's the reason why you need to be born. You were born earthly. Now you need to be born heavenly or spiritually. Are y'all following me? That's what it means to be what? Saved, or to receive salvation. But then it moves to discipleship. Say discipleship. Or following Jesus. Now you can just write down this if you don't already have it, for as far as relationship or salvation. Y'all remember with Nicodemus. Say Nick at night. Y'all know he came at night to Jesus. Jesus says, you got to be born again. And that was John chapter 3, verse 3, and also verse 7. But then with discipleship, just want to make sure you have the supportive verses that I'm dealing with. Discipleship or following Jesus, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and Luke chapter 14, verse 26. But then you have stewardship. Say stewardship. Or being a faithful manager of what God owns, in which we are dealing with right now. 1 Corinthians 4, 2, also Luke 16, 10. But you also can add Matthew 25, verse 14, which we're dealing with today. Fourthly, but then there's partnership. So you have relationship. Say relationship, discipleship, stewardship. But then you got partnership, or being a co-laborer together with God. How many people are co-laborers together with God? You're called to be a partner with God and with those that God calls. Amen. Are you with me? Philippians chapter 1, verse 7, concerning partnership. But then there's sonship. Say sonship. When we deal with sonship, has nothing to do with gender, has everything to do with spiritual maturity. Say spiritual maturity. Growing into spiritual maturity, growing up in him, a spirit, say a spiritual house. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Say the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. John chapter 1, verse 12. To as many as received him, he gave the right and the privilege to become the sons of God. To as many as believe on his name. First John talks about, now are we the sons of God? Are y'all following me? Say the maturing children of the Father. Say it's time to grow up. Everybody want to go up, but the question is, do you want to grow up? Because if you go up, hallelujah, too fast. Say if you go up, but you didn't grow up, that could be your downfall. Yeah. So you got to grow into it. Say it's about growing up. So we got relationship, discipleship. And then let me give you scripture on the sonship. John, we said John 1:12, but also in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and also verse 19. To as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we're the sons of God. Oh, yeah, follow me. Am I in your Bible? Relationship, discipleship, stewardship, partnership, sonship. But it's all, say it's all in the fellowship. In other words, we're all part of the body of Christ, the family of God. How many people who say I'm part of, see, you may be an individual member of the body, but how many people know that we're part of the fellowship? Say all of us together, collectively, corporately. Yes, we understand there's an individuality, but also you better understand that you're part of a collective body. Say the body of Christ, the family of God. So there's what? Relationship, discipleship, stewardship, partnership, sonship. It's all in the fellowship. All on the, and let me give you scripture on that. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, but also 2 Corinthians 8, 4. All in the fellowship. All of us as believers, but it's all under Christ's lordship. Say all under what? Christ is Lordship. So relationship, discipleship, stewardship, partnership, sonship, all in the fellowship, all under Christ's Lordship. Are y'all with me? You just got to stay on the ship. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to stay in the ship. You got to stay in the ship. Don't get out. Don't get out the ship. You don't want to go out there on that water. And the people said, don't get out the ship. Stay in the ship. Stay in relationship. Stay in discipleship. Oh, we going somewhere. Stay in stewardship. Come on. Stay in what? Partnership. Stay in what? Sonship. Stay. Oh, make sure you're all in the fellowship and make sure you're under Christ's Lordship. This morning, say this morning, we're continuing to deal with our stewardship as believers, our stewardship as believers. The title of our series, y'all know, has been stewardship. Listen, stewardship, dash, getting to manage what God owns. Remember that? And our subtitle has been preparing to go to your next level. Preparing to go to your, are you prepared to go to your next level? Today is part five. Amen. Who wants to move to their next level in God? Who wants to raise your hand if you want to move to your next level in God? Raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand, raise your hand. Okay, the question is, can you be trusted on your current level? Can you be trusted right now? See, if we can be trusted, hallelujah, on our current level, we can be trusted, listen, on any level. The level does not matter. What matters is our faithfulness on our current level right now. Say right now. Current level. Listen, current level. Let's just review. Current level faithfulness brings or produces next level fruitfulness. Or fruitfulness, listen, today. Say fruitfulness today produces, faithfulness today produces fruitfulness tomorrow. Say faithfulness today produces fruitfulness tomorrow. Question is, can you be trusted today? And when I mean today, I'm literally talking about on your current level, on your present level, on your now level. Are you faithful today? What you never say, are you faithful right now? Because God requires faithfulness from us. Y'all remember that? I'm not going to go to the scripture, but 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, just write it down, says, moreover, it is required in stewards or in a manager that a person be found what? Faithful. So God says faithfulness in a steward or in a manager is required. Look to your neighbor and say it's required or it's a requirement. It's not optional. Say it's not optional. In other words, to manage what God owns, God is saying it's required that you be faithful. Amen. So we're to be faithful even if others are not faithful. Because it's God's requirement from us. Are y'all with me? Some folk are looking at other folk. Well, so-and-so ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. What that got to do with you? God is like, what that got to do with you? You know my word ain't changed. Say faithfulness is a requirement. Whether it's in your church, whether it's on your secular job, God requires faithfulness. Remember, we represent God well when we're faithful or trustworthy, even on our secular jobs. Because God is looking at our faithful stewardship. Are you considered to be a faithful steward? Raise your hand if you believe you're a faithful steward. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, amen. Amen. God's the owner. See, say God's the owner. And we've been entrusted by God to manage his affairs on the earth. You know, I believe one of the dangers and one of the mistakes that we could make is we could think that we own something. Oh, I'm about to mess with some folk. I'm talking about biblically speaking. Biblically, say biblically. Listen, the first lesson in stewardship is that God's the owner of everything and everyone, and we get to manage what he owns. I'm reminded, it's in your Bible, Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And I had to throw a little hoop in there. Say, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell there. So in other words, God owned the world. God don't just own the earth. I hope you know that. He owned the universe, and he owned everybody in it. Everything. Say, he owned everything. That's the starting place. That's the starting place. Let your neighbor say, that's the start. Because if I think it's mine, I think I can do whatever I want with it. No, we've been entrusted. We've been entrusted with what God owns. Just like you would give your keys to your son or daughter to use your car. The car is your car. You only want them to do with it what you tell them to do with it. Or what you would do with it. Oh, I'm about, yeah. Ownership management. This church is not my church. God is the owner. Say, God's the owner. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watch person is watching, but they're watching in vain. This is the Lord's house, the Lord's church. I get to manage what God owns. Are y'all following me? We're just stewards of what God owns. See, that is the starting place. Let God own it. Now somebody said, hold on, Pastor, you just said that God's the owner. I'm saying how you handle it and how you view it. You have to view it from the standpoint of God owns this. So now I'm not trying to do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do with it. Do you ask God, God, what do you want me to do with your stuff? How do you want me to spend this? How do you want me to treat this? How do you want me to take care of this? That's why even with a spouse, you don't treat your spouse any kind of way. You don't just talk to them any kind of way. You don't. Do you know they belong to God? How about your children? Ooh, just would mess with some folk. Children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. So that means I'm a steward. I don't own them. Do you know if he didn't want you to have them, you wouldn't? Okay. All right. Y'all pray for me. Ain't nothing you could have did about that. It's managing. Listen, and our stewardship deals with how we manage, again, what God has entrusted to us. It's managing the resources. Listen, the resources, abilities, opportunities that God gives to us. It's also how we manage our time, the time that he's given unto us, the talents he has given unto us, the gifts that he has given unto us, the possessions he has given unto us, and the money that he's given unto us. But a manager must be faithful. What kind of manager are you? To be faithful is to be trustworthy, or worthy of God's trust and other people's trust. Can God trust you? Well, first of all, can you trust God? Oh, yeah, that's a revelation of a difference. In other words, Can you trust God for his resources and his abilities? The Bible says the just shall live by faith. I like to think of it, the just shall live off their faith. Yeah, the just shall live off their faith. Off their faith. In other words, what can you believe God for? Are you exercising your faith? We've all been dealt the measure. Say the measure of faith. But how often do you use your faith muscles? Are you building your faith? You have to actually use it to build it. Oh man. Come on, say you gotta use it. That means God, at times, God, hallelujah, is gonna cause you to stretch your faith. Some folk wanna control everything. They want to control all outcomes. They want to know everything up front. It don't work like that. You ain't God. You ain't God. I ain't God. We ain't God. God control everything. And some folk, the reason why they try to control all the outcomes is because they don't want to have faith in God. Oh, yeah. I know it's tight, but it is right. Why? Because I don't want to have to rely or be waiting. I want to control. I want to be able to manipulate. Say manipulate the movement of the hand. Okay. All right. Y'all don't want to. Okay. All right. Yeah. That means you want to puppet everything. Like the puppet master. No. Like Mutombo. No. Y'all pray for me. God says no. That's what God. No. Yeah. You must got it twisted. And then not only do we want to control it, but we want everything now. How many people know God's the Ancient of Days? He's the Ancient of Days. That means you ain't going to rush him. He said, I've been around a long time. I've seen him come and go. No. You ain't. This ain't no remote society. This ain't no Burger King. You can't have it your own. Okay. Let's hear them and say, this ain't no Burger King religion. Or relationship, more importantly. Are y'all following me? Yeah. And the people said, can you trust God? Can you have faith in God? Can you believe God to come out of debt? No, this is where we're going. Yeah. Can you trust God? Can you trust God? Look to your neighbor and say, can you trust God? Can God trust you? Can he trust you? Can you trust God for his resources and his abilities? But then the other side is, can God trust you with his resources and abilities? Oh, yeah, I'm feeling my help coming. Can God trust you with the opportunities he gives you? How many people know about missed opportunities? How many people ever missed the opportunity and you look back and you were like, man, I should have. The Holy Ghost was speaking to you, said, do this. I'm moving. This is just review. I'm moving. I think we need to, like, one day, we need to just have, like, just some time. There we go. Just some, I don't know if y'all ready for that. But y'all pray for me. This modern society, my Lord. Pastor. We'll watch a movie for 3 hours. Basketball game. Football game. And this is life. The words that we speak unto you coming from God's word is life. I'm moving. Have you learned how to rely on God? Can God rely on you at your current level? Are you dependable at your current level? The main principle of management, y'all know, or biblical stewardship, answers this question. What are you doing with what you have right now? Now, yeah, I'm just going to hit you because I want to get to, by the help of the Holy Spirit, get to today. So I just want to hit you with the rest of the review. Say the rest of the review. So remember, we talked about purposing in your heart to be faithful on your current level. Say purposing in your heart to be. That was our first point. Purpose in your heart to be faithful on your current level. And we talked about attitude and aim. What is your attitude toward where you are right now and what you have right now? Your attitude matters. Say attitude determines altitude. Attitude determines what is your attitude toward where you are right now and what you have right now? Some people hold it in contempt. Don't see it as beneath you. You may be starting, but don't see it as a small or insignificant thing. Because if you see it or view it that way, you will also treat it that way. And if you treat it that way, say, how many people know that? See, when you view something a certain way, if your attitude is that way, it will reflect in your actions. Attitude reflects in your what? Actions. Can I teach a little bit? Attitude reflects in your what? Actions. So if you got the wrong attitude about something, it's gonna affect your actions. So how you treat it will be differently. In other words, if I view where I'm at right now in life, or what I have right now in life, as, man, this is a small, or the job that you work on. Let's say the job you work on, you're like, whatever. You flipping burgers right now. You flipping burgers. And if my attitude toward flipping burgers, I'm greater than this. I'm better than this. This is beneath me. You know, I'm at the drive-thru. You know, can I hand you? And you're like saying it with an attitude, like you really don't want to be here. And when you hold it in contempt like that and see it as beneath you, you ain't going to do that good on the job. Because you got an attitude. And some folk got an attitude problem. And they need an attitude adjustment. And how many people know God know how to adjust your attitude? Oh, man. Okay. All right. So I call some folk got an attitudinal problem. You add a couple of words to that. An attitudinal problem. That's their problem, is the attitudinal one. Pastor, that don't sound like no good English, but it make a whole lot of sense. Make a whole lot of sense. They need an attitude adjustment, little bad attitude. Ain't nothing worse than a bad attitude and a wrong attitude. That's why we always talk about being thankful and grateful. Y'all hear that out of our mouth all the time. There's a reason. It ain't because we ain't know nothing else. You'd be surprised how many people got the wrong, bad, ungrateful attitude. And if I view where I'm at, what I have, now what we're not talking about is you not recognizing your potential. Because some people are like, well, Pastor, the reason why is because I know I can do better than this. And yes, you can do better than this. And if you're on the job, then show it. If you're on the job right now, show it. Don't look down or a little upon it. Show it. That's what gets me. Oh, this is beneath me. I'm talking, they may not say it out their mouth, But that attitude, she's saying it. That attitude speaking louder. Are y'all with me? And that's what gets me with people. Well, you know, I'm right here. I really should be up here. Hold on now. How are you doing right now? With your bad self. Yeah. You know, I should be up here. I should be in charge of all this. You can't even do your current job. You ain't even doing that good in what you're doing. But you think you should be above everybody, telling them what to do. Well, you need to at least learn your job well, do your job well, and then also learn all other jobs so now you can be on them. So if you're flipping burgers right now, I'm just giving an example. If you're flipping, I ain't putting that up, then you need to work it. Flip it. Flip it. You do it so good, you start teaching folk. Hey, when we get a new employee, they bring them to you because you the best flipper. But now, because you like the best flipper in the restaurant, okay, now, see, you done got used to that. You in your comfort zone now. I need to get you something else to do right now. Okay, all right. So now I want you to do this. Now you over that whole area. So I'm going to give you a supervisory position. You over flipping the burgers and all of that, and you over the front. You don't. Now your level. Listen, your level of responsibility now is more. Right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, a person that's been flipping the burgers started off. You might start there, but don't mean you gonna stay there. And the people said, "It's not where you start." Attitude matters because it will determine how you treat where you are or what you have. Look to your neighbor and say, you got to have the right attitude. And it's an attitude of humility which causes you to operate as a faithful servant. Are you with me? How about aim? Look to your neighbor and say, aim. Aim. So attitude, look to your neighbor and say, attitude and aim. And y'all know we have been in Luke 16:10 right here. Jesus said, the person that's faithful in that which is least will be faithful also in much. And the person that's unjust or dishonest, and I like, and of course, I think about it this way, but I thank you for confirming that, Sister Ashley, in terms of that, when you had sent me in terms of a message, and we talked about it in terms of that, but disobedient. Dishonest, the person that's dishonest, say dishonest, or unjust in that which is least will be unjust in that which is was much. Are you with me? So listen, the amount doesn't matter. Look to your neighbor and say, the amount doesn't matter. The size doesn't matter. The responsibility doesn't matter. What matters, look to your neighbor and say, what matters is our faithfulness in it. Well, whatever you've been given, whatever has been entrusted to you, amen? Are y'all with me? If God can trust you with making $40,000 a year, he can trust you with making $400,000 a year. Some folk, when I said that, when I first said that, they can't even see themselves making $400,000 a year. $400,000 a year. They can't even see themselves making that kind of money. What? Pastor, I'm just a little bit over 40,000. And you talk about 400? It's about faithfulness on your current level. Now, somebody, when I said that, you thought I was just talking about a job. A job is just over broke. I'm talking about also your business. Your business could be making $40,000, but do you know if you faithful on the bit on and he the owner? Oh, I'm messing with something right now. I'm the owner, pastor. That's my business. That's my business. Okay, all right. Keep it as your business. Now you need to make sure everything's good. When something don't work. You pray for it because it's your business. But when it's God's, guess what? He foot the bill. Are y'all with me? I'm always reminded as we talk about the owner and the manager, right? We talk about, let's say, and we just use the example, I'm not going to say no names of restaurants, but I will say as a restaurant, right? We in restaurants today. So in terms of that, you have the owner of the restaurant, you have the manager of the restaurant. And let's say we were talking about flipping burgers, say the grill goes down. When the grill go down, the manager goes over to who? They don't take that on. Oh, it's a revelation of a difference. You need to start, if you ain't seeing yourself this way, related to God, that's the problem. That's the problem. The manager goes and says to the owner, your grill just broke down. Now the manager is getting to manage everything the owner got. Yes, I like that. But they don't take the risk the owner takes. Are y'all praying for me? The manager ain't taking no risk. But if I say I own a business, this is my business. This is my church. These my people. You deceived the Lord. Whatever it is, let's hear them say, whatever it is, it's the Lord's. And you go to the Lord. Lord, your grill. Or in the case with the restaurant, the owner, your grill just broke down. Now, either we need to get it repaired or replaced. Because if you want your business to keep making money, that's how you come. Y'all not hearing me. In the same way, Lord, this your house. You got to do what you do. This your, you started this. I didn't start this. See, you need to worry when you start stuff. Okay. Y'all pray with me now. The Lord's the owner. So let him own it. So I come to him about it. God, how you want me to do this? God, what's the strategy for the business? God, what do you want? Because you doing something. I'm just getting in on what you do. The problem is when we try to, we just come up with it and we say, I'll just come up with this and then try to get God to bless it. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. Lieutenant never said that's not how it works. No. It's God doing something and I'm getting in on what he's doing. And that's why the business needs to be connected to the redemptive ministry. Oh, yeah. Okay. That takes it a little further because it just ain't about you. Okay. All right. Because when Deuteronomy said, when God bless you, don't catch amnesia on him. I'm paraphrasing him. He going to bless you. That ain't the issue. The issue ain't whether or not he going to bless you. He said, when I bless you, don't forget me. Remember, it said, remember the Lord. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Oh. Hallelujah. What's connected to the blessing? What's the reason why? So we can hoard up something on ourselves. It ain't about hoarding up stuff on ourselves. Because then you just have a bunch of people operating in covetousness and greed. Looking down upon other people because they ain't got what they got. And that all that stinks in the nostrils of God. Again, if we can trust God, let me say it this way. If we can't trust God or be trusted by God when you have a little bit, you won't trust God when you got a lot. And that's why some people never get a lot. Because God can't trust them with what they have right now. We have to be what? Tested before we can be trusted. A faith that hasn't been tested is a faith that can't be trusted. So if I can't be trusted right now, we won't be trusted then in the future. And the people say, I'm moving. My, my, my. Say my, my, my. So attitude and aims. My aim also needs to be what? Faithful. But then also, when we talked about assessing, so it's preparing to go, so it's purposing in your heart to be faithful, preparing to go to your next level by making sure you're faithful in your present or current level. And we talked about assessing. Say assessing. Assessing our current level. Let me say this way. Assessing and addressing our current level. Or assessing, where am I? Where am I right now? Have you, if your goal is to get out of debt, do you know how bad it is right now? If somebody came up to you and said, if you can tell me how much you owe, exactly how much you owe, I'll give it to you. Do you know that number? Do you know that number? And more importantly, listen, some people are like, if I look at that number, Pastor, that's going to sadden me. That's going to cause me to be depressed. That's because you think you on your you trying to do it on your own. You're the manager. So it's assessing. Say assessing. Where am I now? But then addressing it. Now, some folk, how many people know actions speak louder than words? Some folk got a good game. They say, you know, when I get to my next level, that's when I'll be faithful. Some people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So I need to assess where I'm at, but don't just stop there. Because some folk assess it and they see it, but they don't do nothing about it. They talk a good game. So it's assessing and also addressing. Say addressing. I need to address it. And I need to acknowledge where I've missed it. Come on, come on. Amen. Acknowledge where we missed it. Amen. I got a story, but I'll deal with it. Cause I remember being angry every day. Say angry every day. It's something when you working, and it just don't seem like you get nowhere. Now I never took it out on First Lady. Never told her that I was, you know, but within. I was angry every day because I'm like, it seemed like not moving forward. God has created within us the ability to progress. Are y'all with me? So, and I'm just telling y'all, say testimony service. And God had to, and I said, God, I said, you have to show me what we need to do. Amen. And I had to take responsibility for where we was. Some people, they point the finger. They play that blame game. Y'all remember with Adam? Is that woman that you gave to me? That's the reason why. And you doing it right along with her. And that's what Adam was doing when he partook. Along, knowing better, when that smooth dude in the snake suit came up to her, you should have been saying what God said. Now, I'm not getting on Adam. Y'all pray for me. Cause I got to see him one day. Y'all know that, right? But Adam, say Adam. And I'm just talking about his ego. No. You need to take responsibility for where y'all at. There's a responsibility on leadership. Oh, Yana. She had influence. God had given him leadership, the overall. And the people said, that's in your Bible. Well, Pastor, times have changed. Read your Bible. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye by, yeah, the renovation of your thinking, that stinking thinking. But anyway, the point that I'm saying is, in terms of, I said, God, show me what we need to do to come out of this. Because, yes, we've been, God created us to manage what he owns. But when we miss it, we come back to the owner. Say, I'm sorry. I have not been faithful with what you've entrusted to me. And God, by his spirit, is constantly speaking to us in our spirit and saying, no, you know you need to get this right. So now we are to, at that point, acknowledge and repent. So assessing and the way we address it is by acknowledging where I've missed it. And y'all know how we share. Sometimes I was talking about this last week in terms of with First Lady. First Lady, she'll make small purchases. But what was happening at the time, I'm over here, and when I make a purchase, they big purchases. Say big purchases. See, you want to point the finger, but you go and buy a car. And that's residual income coming out every month.
Come on, sir. Jesus.
So we start doing the comparing game. That's where you make the mistake. When you take responsibility for everything that's happening, what you've allowed to happen. Oh, yeah, ain't. Can I say it that way? I'm just sharing. I'm praying. Don't take it the wrong. Are you with me? We understand leader. I understand God's order. Are y'all with me? So when First Lady and I, and God began to share with me, I got with First Lady. We started going over, write the vision. We started going over, and I talked, and I said, "Bae, this is what you know, because I could you know I can do some spreadsheets." So we sitting down, and I said, "Bae," and I saw, and the moment we got on one accord, this was years ago, right, First Lady? Years ago, way before we were even pastoring. And as soon as we got on one accord, things happened so much quickly. I mean, you talking about going from, I'm talking, First Lady, am I telling? What I'm saying is things happen at, I like to say exponential. It almost like it was, it took no time. Because we were on, if any two of you can agree. Are y'all with me? The power, that's why Satan comes against agreement. I'm telling you. He don't want y'all to agree. Because I'm saying things that may have been taking a long time to happen, it happens at even an exponential rate. Because both of y'all now are focused. And both of y'all efforts, everything is together. Amen? He gives the vision, and then we go. Y'all remember Paul, God gave Paul the vision, and then we endeavored to go. All of them, everybody. But in terms of this with a marriage, and the thing with a marriage is not a jury. Oh man, I'm trying to get out of here. You know, you ain't or a committee. You ain't got to convince everybody. It's just two people. Listen, they never say it's just two people. And the people said, So attitude and aim, assessing and addressing, and then in the addressing is acknowledging. Say acknowledging. Acknowledging where we missed it at. Amen. Say all of us. Because we're accountable to God. That's, yes, we ought to be what? Responsible. Because what? I'm accountable. See, when you're accountable, you'll be responsible. Look to your neighbor and say, that's a revelation of a difference. The third point is practicing. Practicing being faithful on our current level. Or applying it. Or acting on it. Look to your neighbor and say, walk it out. Walking out being faithful. Again, actions speak louder than words. Amen? Don't be, well, you know, when I get to, no, if you ain't never, you first of all, you ain't never going to get to your next level. Because, well, you know, when I get to my next level, that's when I'll do this. No, you ain't never going to get there. I'm talking about in God. I ain't talking about something you doing. I'm talking about in God when I say all of this. They say, well, you know, at my next level, I'll be faithful with attending church. Or I'll be faithful with serving. Or I'll be faithful with giving. Or I'll be faithful with tithing. You ain't going to never get there. If you are not faithful right now. If you're not demonstrating it right now, guess what? You won't be at the next. The proof of faithfulness to God is our obedience to God right now. It's practicing faithfulness. And I want to, I appreciate, you know, when we talk about in terms of acknowledging, and then we say, you know what, I've repented, and then now you're moving in a different, because repentance means thinking differently, feeling differently, and then choosing to do differently, because you realize you are different. I am different now, right? In other words, when God convicts your heart, you say, yep, I'm okay, God, I got it. But we've all missed it. How many people know, say, we've all missed it? At one time or another, we have all missed it. How many people can raise up their hand and say, oh, yeah, I have missed it at one time in my life? Come on. I wish I had more. I only got two, but God ain't just the God of a second chance. He's the God of another chance and another chance. Come on, say, and another chance and another. And as long as you're alive, you got another chance. Somebody, I heard somebody say, well, God is a second God of the second chance. He ain't just a God of the second chance, because I'll be gone. Can we agree? He's a God of another chance and another chance and another chance and another chance and another. Look to your neighbor and say, just do it. Don't announce it, just do it. Some folk be announcing stuff, because they be talking all of this talk. But not walking a walk like we said. And look to your neighbor and say, don't be lazy or slothful. I ain't talking about nobody in here. Just putting it out there. Make sure that we won't be, right? I said, don't be lazy. I ain't say stop being lazy. Y'all pray for me. Are y'all praying for me? Y'all know this ain't no condemnatory message. It is a challenging message for us to grow. For me to grow, I need to be challenged. And the people said, some people lack consistency. Part of practicing being faithful is practicing being consistent. Practice being consistent. If I could, practice being consistent. Let me say it one more time. Practice being consistent. Some people lack consistency. Being faith, practicing faithfulness on a daily basis. Say a daily basis. Practicing faithfulness, remember, brings progress. Progress brings you into perfecting faithfulness. We like to say practice makes perfect. I like to say practice brings you into progress, which then brings you into some level of perfection, or at least maturing. Are y'all with me? Not perfection from the standpoint of flawlessness, where we human. You know, how many people know that? Amen. Meaning you ain't going to do everything perfect, is what I'm saying. Now, we ain't talking about no sin or nothing like that, because you've already been given the power over that. We ain't talking about that. We talking about some areas that where you're working on being consistent, but you might be tired. Oh, I did this and did this, but then I need to, you know what I mean? So but we need to progress. Say progress. Practice. Say practice. Helps to produce, I'm talking about consistent practicing, helps to produce progress. Progress helps to bring you into a level of perfecting faithfulness. And the people said, amen. Remember those P's. Practicing faithfulness, progress, and then perfecting. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready to go? Practicing faithfulness brings, listen, let me say it this way, commendation, promotion, and reward. We're closing right here. Go to Matthew 25. Commendation, promotion, and reward. Matthew 25:14. My God, we're going to have to continue next week, but we're just going to hit you with an intro on this in this text. My time. We run out of time, but not message. But y'all ready? Look at 14 of Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as. Y'all see that? The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Y'all see that? And verse 14, so in this, listen, in this parable of the talents, Jesus starts off with the kingdom of heaven is as, or it's like. So anytime when you see the kingdom of heaven is like, or the kingdom of heaven is as, it can be illustrated. In the NLT, you'll see where it says it can be illustrated in this way. So Jesus is talking about himself. I'm going to show you how, I'm going to show you why. We say that. Jesus is talking about himself going into a far country. Now, he's given the parable, but remember, the idea of a parable is to teach you a spiritual principle by giving you a natural example. Are you with me? Or he gives us something to that we can relate to physically and naturally to teach you a kingdom principle. Or spiritual principle, or heavenly principle. Are y'all with me? So Jesus, he's talking about himself going into a far country, heaven, and after his coming, right? But then he ascended back up on high in heaven, and of course his final return to earth that will be coming. So he's talking about right now for us. Are y'all with me? I'm talking about the deeper meaning, not surface. Are you with me? He's talking about right now for us, while the Lord right now is in heaven and has left us talents. Say talents, or he's left us. So when you look this up, it's not just talking about what we think about as talents. Sometimes we just think about talents as it relates to abilities. Now, I'm not saying that this is not part of it relating to us. Are you with me? But he's also talking about money. Say money. And resources. Say money and resources. And then he's also talking about assignments. He's also talking about things that you have been given. Meaning you're not just getting the money for no reason, just for us to talk about money. It's what's God's assignment. What did God assign you to do? What has God tasked you to do? We all going to stand before him and give account. There's going to be a reckoning, people. Okay, all right. It's in the text. Look to your neighbor and say it's in there. It's in there. It's in there. So he's talking about right now for us while I'm talking about in terms of why he's in heaven right now. Of course, yeah, he ascended back up on high. He's coming back, and that's what it's talking about in the text when he returns. Are you with me? And he's given us talent, or like in this text, giving them talents. He's given them money, abilities, assignment, or tasks. Are you with me? And again, I'm gonna show you in 31 through 46 where this is really the Lord himself talking about it. But then verse 15, unto one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one, and to another, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Y'all see that? Then he that had received the five talents, so he gave 1-5, 1-2, 1-1. So each of them according to what they could handle. And then immediately he left. Then he that had received the 5 talents, on verse 16, he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2 had also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Y'all see that? Which means to settle accounts. Are y'all following me? So right here, these 3 servants represent 3 types of servants. Entrusted with money and resources. Are you with me? But also entrusted with assignment tasks to do or fulfill something. I'm talking about also related to us, based on what they could what? Handle. So verse 19, now in their case, it was money and resources. But then also, as you read with verse 19, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. So he cometh and reckoneth with who? Them. So after a long time, the Lord, the owner, came back and to settle the accounts. We all will be held accountable for what's been entrusted to us. Money, resources, opportunities, assignment. I can show you in other places as well. But then also in verse 20, it says, and so he that had received 5, y'all know he doubled it, right? And then Lord in 21 says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Y'all see that? You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. We'll close right here. So, well done, thou good. And so they got commended. That's what I meant by commendation. What we want to hear is well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. This is where, this is where promotion and reward come. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm about to promote you. Say, God's promoting him. He promoted them. They went and doubled what they had. Oh man, we'll do it justice next week if the Lord says the same. But they doubled what they were given. Say they doubled what they were given. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over men. Sounds like Luke 16:10. You see the consistency of God's word? Right? Say faithfulness. He says, so they were what? They were commended, also rewarded. And you're going to see the reward. You see promotion, but then next you see reward, in which he says, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Nah. Are you with me? Yeah. See, you gotta take your time with it. You'll see commendation, you'll see promotion, but then enter thou into the joy of your master. What your master is living. Are y'all with me? Yeah, that's what I have for y'all. I gotta show you. Look at 31 real quick. 31. Look at 31. Same chapter. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels, this is what I was talking about, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Y'all see that? And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the... That's dealing with the reward. Oh, yeah. So it's our Lord. I'm talking about this parable of the talents. And the people said, Let's give God praise. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank y'all.